Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
We're actually recording this early, because by the time this comes out, it will not be a surprise anymore, but I'm surprising Haley in Denver.
Oh, you're surprised? I didn't know you were surprising her.
Yeah, did you text her and say something?
No. Okay. No. But I'm just going to make sure Robbie doesn't say anything.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
That's one thing you got to realize. When you have a best friend and they have a partner, news gets spread quickly.
Yeah, it does spread. And like, he does things not like in a sweet way. He comments. He always is like commenting.
Yeah,
on
maybe
people's...
text him right now.
Okay. He's always commenting on people's stories. You know, like just
he may have
cute.
Already said something. Who knows?
No, I'm gonna say Becca going to see Haley is a surprise. FYI. Okay.
So yeah, I'm fine. So originally, when she left for the U.S. tour, it was like, okay, around the 2 week mark will be Denver, and she has a day off. So that was like our plan. But then I was like, you know what? Let's make this fun. So I was like, I have an event that is like a work. I'm getting paid to go. So like, I can't say no.
Is this for real? Or you told her this?
No, that's what I told her.
Oh.
I said I had an industry event. And I was getting paid to go. So I couldn't say no. So I wasn't gonna be able to go. And then like realistically with her schedule and how it's lined up, we wouldn't see each other basically till she comes to LA for her show here, which would be like another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So she was like, what? Like, how are we supposed to go that long? And I'm like, we can do it. Like, I think she's like triggered from how I was when she was in Europe. But I'm like, I feel good. Like, we're good. You know, I can do it. I know it's going to be hard, but we've got this. But I'm flying out. And then she was saying the other
honestly,
day,
pulling off a surprise like that, like right now, I feel like is very intricate, because I feel like at this point you guys have been together for 5 years. You know each other's lives so well. You know when each other, you know what I mean? Like, you know what you, it's good that you made up the industry event, because
yeah, you always got to throw really, in the industry event. Yeah, can't say really, no to those.
Yeah.
But then the last week she was just saying, she's like, I miss you so much, but I also just like really miss my friends. So I'm flying out one of her best friends with me. So that
who?
Her friend Monica.
Oh.
So we're both going to show up.
Wow.
So it's going to be really fun. And then my youngest sister, Hink, lives in Denver. So we get to hang out with her. So it's going to be fun. But
when are you leaving?
I leave Saturday.
Okay.
Fly in Saturday. She arrives. I think their bus gets there like Sunday morning. So going to just like figure out how I want to surprise her. Like, or do I just send like Monica first? I don't know.
No.
Because how, if she thinks I'm at the industry of it, and then I'm like,
no, you know what you need to do?
What?
You just need to somehow get her off the bus. Okay.
So like, well, have somebody get off the bus. Yeah.
Okay. Get her off the bus. Okay. You sneak into the bus and just get in her bed. And then have somebody get her back in and be like, oh, can you grab something from like your bathroom, or have them, I don't know, you're gonna have to figure this. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I think when she's off the bus, she's off the bus.
No, and then be like, oh my gosh, wait, can you go grab something? I left something in your bathroom or something. So she has to go back in and she just like sees you laying in bed.
Well, I was thinking
crotchless panties.
Oh. Yeah. On the bus. On the bus, yeah. Vulnerable.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Thank you.
But I was thinking about messaging her tour manager and getting her to put my name on her room reservation so that I could get the key and being in her room when she comes.
Okay.
Not
even
just
better.
As a surprise.
Even
no
better.
Crotchless panties or anything. Just like to be in there and shock her.
I feel like the crotchless panties just add to the vibe.
Yeah, for you, I think. Your vibe.
Do you share your location?
No. We don't share our location because her reasoning has always been like, what if we want to surprise each other? And I've always been like, okay, I don't check. I'm not like Tanya. Like, I'm not checking your location 24/7.
I will find you.
Tanya uses Find My Friends as like a social media app.
Oh, I use it. When I tell you, I probably look at Find My Friends a dozen times a day. I'm not even joking. I look at it constantly. It's such a
blessing. So strange to me.
First of all, it's really great when you're waiting for somebody, let's say at dinner, and they say they're going to be late. So it's nice to see like how late they're going to be.
You never use that. You always go, what, like, how long will you, like, how much longer until you're here? You never just check it first. And then you'll be like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you always ask first.
I forget to have it at my fingertips.
Yeah.
And it's nice on the daily, like when I'm trying to see when Robbie's going to get home so I can like make sure I don't really cook much, but when I, on the off chance, I am making dinner so that I can make sure that like dinner's ready.
That feels like an excuse of having someone's location, but not really having a good reason of needing it.
I think that's a great reason.
You just said, I
also
don't really
like to just like at random points of the day, I just like to see where people are.
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel that. The only time I like really used it consistently is when both of my younger sisters lived with me, and it would be like 2 a.m. and I'm like, where the heck are they?
Do you never look and see where I am?
No. I know where you are most of the time. You're pretty consistent with your routine.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, well, you're in a routine.
Yeah, choose your words wisely. A what?
You're in a very committed routine in your life.
Uh-huh.
Where I know where your spots are.
Yeah. Like so, work, home.
Yeah, you're either work at the iHeart studio or at your choice of... what do I call that? Where you live but don't live?
Yeah, my like temporary housing.
temporary housing. Her temporary housing.
Although I would like to say that we made nothing crazy. Oh. We made May goals for like the month of May.
Okay.
And one of my goals was to finally finish cleaning out that front room that I can move my studio into.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And I've kind of just been like, yes, I've been waiting on certain things to happen, but also like there's so much stuff in there that I need to organize still. So I've just been kind of like dragging my feet and having bigger priorities. Mm-hmm. But I decided in the month of May that I'm going to clean it out so it's clean, and I'm going to paint the walls.
What color?
White.
Oh.
It's like blue in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just going for a standard
white.
Yeah,
just really just going to like clean it out, make it nice and fresh and clean.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I feel like that's a big move for you.
Yeah.
It's been like in the works for a while now.
Tis. But I will say, I went to my parents' house last weekend because
they moved out
of my childhood home. And watching them go through that has not made me, let me tell you, has not made me excited about the idea of moving and doing all that kind of stuff.
It's very laborious. It's very laborious.
Yeah.
And
tedious.
No matter how much help like you have, whether you hire movers, packers, whatever, it is still laborious.
Right. And even when you hire movers, you still have to unpack and somehow organize your stuff. Like, I can't just unpack and just go rogue. You know what I mean? Like, I have to have a system in place.
I mean, you could just like hire Life in general to just like come in and be like, here's where everything is. They just do it for you in the most like efficient way.
I'm kind of in like the purging era of my life. Mm-hmm. So right now, I think for the next like year and a half, I want to like purge. Mm-hmm. And then when I end up in my like final destination home, mm-hmm. then I want to hire Life in general to come and like set me up.
Okay, so stay tuned for a year and a half.
Yeah. No. That's kind of my timeline I'm looking at. Year and a half, 2 years. Okay. So my final destination.
Oh, you have things planned out so far in advance.
That's how I roll, baby.
Okay, so. Oh,
but I wanted to talk about moving out of, going to see my childhood home for the last time.
Yeah, what's that? I didn't really have a child. Like, I had my childhood home, but I was young when we moved out of it. So I don't have like
that. You don't feel that, like, attachment to it?
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I did not expect to be like crying all weekend. And the minute we drove up to the house and I saw the sold sign in the front, I just started like, I lost it. And then walking in, seeing like my old bedroom completely empty with nothing in it. And I just started having like all these memories of like, and I was telling Robbie, like, this is the, I had like this little not a shed, because it wasn't a shed, but it was like this like random little like drawer outside of my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I kept all my like secret stuff in there, like that I didn't want my parents to find. Like, mm-hmm. I always used to steal razors when my sister and my mom would be like done with them. They threw them in the trash. I would take them out of the trash and like shave my legs. My parents didn't let me shave my legs when like everybody else started shaving their legs. So I would steal their razors and I'd like dry shave, but I would like hide them. I know. I will let my children shave whenever they want.
Yeah. That was always such a interesting conversation, the learning to shave.
Yeah. Thing. But that's besides the point. Yeah. But anyways, I was like showing him, and then I went through kind of all the places that I used to eat, and I went back to my high school, and like every step along the way, I'm just crying. So
how long, like what age did you move into the house?
I was born there.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. I was born
there. Why did they sell it?
I know, because it just didn't make sense, because I'm in LA and my siblings are in San Diego. Uh-huh. So they're kind of in the middle and they don't get to see any of us that often because they're too far away to just like go to lunch. You know what I mean? But they're not close enough to, no, I mean, on the regular, like multiple times, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they don't live down the street. And yeah, so they kind of were just like, why are we in this house when like our kids are so not so convenient? So basically what they did is they moved their walking distance from like my siblings, basically.
That's great. So you get the shaft because technically they're further from you now.
Correct. Which I know it kind of sucks, but they are going to eventually get a place in LA, like an apartment or something, so they can kind of live in both places.
Oh, nice.
When the time comes that I need help. Them closer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I didn't realize that was your like literally birthplace.
Yeah, like all my birthdays I had in the backyard.
That's crazy.
Every like childhood memory I had was like in this house.
We should have bought it. We should have all just pitched in and bought it to keep it.
To keep it in the family.
Yeah.
I know. It's really like, it was really, really hard for me. And then also seeing like my parents having to deal with that was really emotional and like hard too. And
yeah,
it was very emotional. I was not expecting that.
Well, I'm glad you got to go and like share that with Robbie and like experience that. Cause, you know, if they lived in like a different state or something, it'd be like, oh no, like, I don't know if I can go back and have that moment in that space, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice that you got to have that.
Yeah,
one last
it was
time.
Like fun because like they moved a bunch of the stuff already. So like he was trying to like make drinks, and my parents didn't have any of their like shakers or anything. So yeah, we were just like making do with what we had, and it was fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I was showing Sunny around. I was like, Sunny, this is where your mom went to high school.
She get it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, she's really smart.
I need to talk about her jumping at the TV. Like with animals on the TV. It is hilarious, but like, what do you do for that?
Can I tell you something? So, and I'm probably going to get a lot of mean messages about this. I might have to get her a shock collar because we've tried, Are you looking at, are you judging me? Mm-mm. Oh, we've tried everything to get her to stop doing this. And like, I reached out to a trainer and they said, anytime she barks at the TV, to just put her outside the room, close the door, and then make her like sit, stay, be calm, and then like let her back in. We've done that hundreds of times and she just goes right back to barking at the TV. And you wouldn't realize how many animals are on the TV until your dog barks at it because yeah. it is constant. So that was one thing we tried. It didn't work. Tried it for several months. Then I also got a recommendation from another trainer to just leave like, do you know the channel Lucky Dog? That's just like dogs on the TV 24/7.
No.
So we leave Lucky Dog on the TV all day long when she's home so that she just gets used to it and she'll just like become numb, I guess.
Yeah.
So we would leave it on all day, every day, Lucky Dog. Dogs on the TV all day long. Nothing. Did nothing.
But she jumps the whole day?
The whole time. No, she would like take breaks, like if there's commercials and stuff, and then she just keep going.
She jumps so high.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of concerning.
Yeah, well, I think the shock collar, they have like a setting that's just vibration.
Like a buzz, yeah. I looked up something that we're just like, the thought of doing that to her, like, I don't think I can actually do it, but at this point, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've never dealt with that issue. So it's so funny when you post, but I'm also like, oh my gosh, this is driving me insane.
And imagine at the end of the day too, when you're like in bed, you're so tired and you're just like, just put TV on to just put you to sleep.
Yeah.
And she's just a maniac.
Yeah, she's wild.
Yeah.
I watched the Ed Sheeran documentary. It's on Disney Plus. I've always loved Ed Sheeran. I love him.
Really?
I just
do I need to watch it?
Yes, it's so good and he's so
sweet.
Is it
gonna make me cry?
It's emotional, but it's not like, I mean, you know, documentaries get you in your feels. Uh-huh. But his wife is so cool. Like, I didn't know anything about his wife. And like what I pictured, because they don't talk, I mean, that's they've kept their relationship private, but in the documentary, he's like, I can't remember how he words it, but it was so sweet along the lines of like, my wife, Cherry's like the best thing. Take away everything I've accomplished in my work. She's the best thing that's ever happened to my life. Like just the sweetest. And they were high school. They knew each other from like a really young age.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just so sweet and humble and talented and like confident. Like he has this like confidence where like he was at this like festival BD. Thing. You always got to take it there, huh?
Well, that.
I just like
quiet
like,
confidence.
Like he's at like this festival and he's like, I'm just going to go ask if I can go on stage and sing. And like the confidence to just like know that they're probably going to be like, yeah, of course. But I think.
What festival?
Some like, it was like a, I want to say like Irish or Scottish type festival.
Okay.
And, yeah, I just really, I have two more episodes. There's four. They're like 30 minutes each.
Oh, it's like a...
It's a series, quartet? Like a docu-series.
Quartet. Docu-series.
But you know what I realized is that, you know how I can't get into any shows? Like I tried to watch Jury Duty and I was just like, this, what am I missing?
That concerns me because I love Jury Duty, but I feel the same way this whole week. I've been trying to get into different shows and I just like can't do it.
Interesting, because you typically don't have that problem.
Yeah, and I was watching stuff that's like way up my alley, like Perfect Match. Hosted by Nick Lachey. It's like all these.
That stresses. I get it.
It's like all these former.
Reality stars
coming back to find love.
Yeah, I know. I tried to watch it myself.
I thought I was going to love it. I was like, and then I know all these people from The Mole, Love is Blind, like Too Hot to Handle. I knew all the people there. I was like, this is going to be my show. And I was watching it and I was like, this is very bad.
Yeah.
So then I went back to Shrinking, which everybody raves about.
I don't know that one.
Shrinking, it's on Apple TV Plus with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, everybody's like raving about that show. So I go check that out, not feeling into it. So then I leave that, started watching The Diplomat that everybody's raving about with, what's her name? Felicity. What's her real name?
Oh, Carrie Russell.
Was not into that.
Wow.
Went back to Shrinking to give that another shot. Kept not getting into that. Then I watched the Lewis Capaldi documentary.
You didn't like it?
Wasn't into that.
Wow.
Went back to Shrinking. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe you're just having like a hard time focusing.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I love a documentary. Like
I'm
can
surprised
really
I didn't
get
like
into
the Lewis Capaldi documentary. I think I was not paying attention to it. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, documentaries, especially when it's about a singer, it's easy to kind of like get distracted if you let yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, there's only so, like, you're just, they're just following their lives. So it's not like it's going to be like mind-blowing action.
Yeah.
But have you watched Firefly Lane? Because everyone talks about that.
So that was recommended to me the most out of any TV show. But everybody says they cry every week. And I'm just like not in the place where I can be crying a lot right now. You know, I'm like emotionally fragile. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's the time for me to start that.
Okay. But in due time.
In due time. Yeah. Everybody loves it.
Yeah. Everyone raves about it. I've gotten a lot of messages about it too. Like, have you watched it?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Nah. But the Ed Sheeran documentary. Okay, that's good. I'll watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I loved it. Let's take a break. And we'll be back with more where this came from.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it. Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
All right, we're back. Okay, so the Met Gala happened earlier this week, whatever day it is, last week. And do you know what it is about the Met Gala that someone posted about that said the Met, like, have you seen the comparisons of like the Met Gala to like the Hunger Games?
No.
It's so freaky because someone was saying like, we're in like a crisis in America. People can't afford to eat, can't afford housing. And then it's like this like rich, like elite group of people that are like dressed in these like crazy outfits at this event.
Oh, that's right.
I know. I was like, it's kind of freaky
terrifying
when you think about it. I know. Scary. And then the guy that was like part, one of the leaders in the AI world left. Did you see that?
No.
I don't know. It freaks me out. Can't talk about it too much. And I'm also not like informed enough to like have an educational, like a...
I'm not into all the AI stuff. I don't want the Snapchat AI friend. I don't want ChatGPT.
Yeah, well, it's happening like whether we want it or not. And I think that's the scary part is like even the guy who was like part of the like leaders in creating it is like stepped away from it.
I'm like terrified that people aren't even going to want to be in like relationships with other humans anymore. Because if you think about it, I was actually reading this article about sex robots. Have you heard about sex robots?
No.
I think that there are some people that are so plagued by the idea of like getting on a dating app and like meeting people. You know, like people have a lot of anxiety around, especially I think the pandemic made it even worse where mm-hmm. people are more fearful to like meet. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's going to get to a place where people just have relationships with these like sex robots. Because they're going to make them so lifelike now.
Where they have like intimate, emotional connections with
you. Yeah. Have dinner with you.
I just don't know that I want to be around for this. No, that. Like, no, seriously, I was thinking about this because you know how there's like survivalists and people who are like are preparing for like an apocalypse or whatever, and they like they have like bunkers and stuff or like to survive.
Yeah,
I don't want to be like I'm not trying to fight to be here.
Yeah,
like I'm not trying to fight.
Apocalypse. Yeah. I don't know. This stuff
or that, whatever you're talking
the
about.
The sex robot revolution is really scary, freaking me out.
You feeling like you're going to get replaced?
No. I'm safe, but I'm worried for the younger generation.
No, seriously. It's like, are people going to be able to form like genuine, real connections with people?
But like, especially, why bother? Like, relationships are hard, man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, if you went that route, you could just be like, why date anyone?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's going to happen.
And that they're just going to get their fulfill, like
they're
their needs
have,
from
yeah,
a robot?
Their needs, their physical needs, their emotional connection needs. Like what else? This robot's not going to have an opinion, you know?
Oh yeah, they're not going to be able to argue.
They're not going to tell you how to spend your Saturday.
Well, that's what you think until, have you seen the Disney movie Smart House?
No.
Well, she turned on her owners. It's so freaky. Like, it genuinely scares me. Yeah. And I can't think about it too much. But, I was going to say, oh, you know what? I've had, like, this shift in my mind about, compared to how I was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know what where the shift happened, but I have never, okay, this, can I be honest what I think it is?
What? You got your mojo back?
I'm working on it. My nails did get done. That's not... Unfortunately, it wasn't that easy. I've been eating healthier and exercising every day. And I think it's helped with my like mental clarity, like everything.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's crazy. And like, I'm not like, oh, I'll never eat the things that I like again, but it is shocking to see how different I feel. And I've found that very interesting. But so I think that was a big part of it. But I posted a TikTok that said it was something about like, it was a sound. And I just posted like, when you accidentally manifest a long distance relationship because you like your alone time and now you're dating someone who tours. And people were like, it's more like split custody, Becca. Like, we'll give her back. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Oh, that's so true.
Like they were like sharing our... parent or a child, I don't know, split custody either way. So I've had that mindset, happy to let her go and entertain the masses.
Yeah, and you do your thing.
I do my thing. Yeah.
Wow, it does really like impact a lot. I do find that I generally eat clean and I eat like from the earth and I try to work out, but I did, like, there were moments where like a lot of time would go by and I hadn't worked out in a really long time. When I'm on a routine and a schedule, I do feel I'm sleeping good. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a lot of water. I feel like I'm firing at all cylinders.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sleeping great.
Well,
I'm like falling asleep and then I'm like up all throughout the night. So I haven't cracked that code yet.
Yeah.
But
baby steps.
Yeah. One thing at a time.
I will say, though, too, I'm on another mission because I wanted to have James Marsden because we're obsessed with Jury Duty. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to have James Marsden on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we got to know. We got denied by
multiple people from Jury Duty.
So I went on the morning show with Ryan. I went on air with Ryan Seacrest and I told Ryan that I wanted James Marsden on my podcast. He said, no, can we have him on the morning show? And he's like, sure. So James Marsden comes on, but it was a couple days in between. And I also like when it's on the morning show, I don't want to take over and like say anything inappropriate in an interview. So I didn't know if I should go there. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point, everybody else kind of just like forgot. And I'm really upset I did not take the opportunity to be like, hey, James Marsden, because we had like kind of a fun exchange.
Yeah.
I really want to have you on my podcast, but you said, no, can you please come on my podcast?
That would have been so epic.
I know.
That felt like a Becca move that you didn't do that.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't want to be like inappropriate.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving up.
Okay.
Because I think his publicist knows Robbie. Because she messaged him and was like, you were just brought up in this interview with Ryan and Tanya and da, 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 da. And he goes, yeah, he negged her on her podcast. And she goes, oh, sorry. I think that was me. Oh. So I'm like, maybe if we have enough scrubbers, reach out to James Marsden, or I don't know how we're going to go about this, but I'm not just hanging my hat up on this.
Yeah.
One.
Well, you're not a hat hanger.
No,
no.
So Patrick Dempsey and James Marsden are still in the 2023 bucket list.
I got to say, James Marsden is like such a beautiful man.
You know what's interesting? I feel like he does not get the credit that he deserves as he's a major mega star. He's been in so many movies,
but I
feel like he's not a name. Like,
yeah, he's not. He's not like a Brad Pitt,
weird. I've been talking about Jury Duty and I'm like, yeah, it's got James Marsden and people are like, who's James Marsden?
I know. It's kind of weird. Huh?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Cause he's been in so many big movies, like big movies.
Name some.
Notebook.
Yes.
Enchanted.
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm just kidding. Is he in that?
I don't know.
Well, he's in a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Is it Shazam?
He's in Sonic.
Oh, Sonic. Your favorite.
My favorite. Disenchanted. He was in Dead to Me. He was in 27 Dresses.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies that like are big movies.
Yeah, and Dead to Me was a massive show a couple years ago.
Yeah. I know, it is weird. I was just thinking that because I just watched the first episode and I was like, he's so handsome. Like, he's really classically handsome. Okay. Switching gears. Did you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah. So if anybody knows James Marsden or knows somebody that knows James Marsden and...
You do. You know his publicist or Robbie does.
I did. I told Robbie to get on
it. That's the biggest connect
that
we're probably going to have unless someone's married to James Marsden.
Yeah. If he has a secret wife out there, actually I know nothing about his personal life. Like truly, like
yeah,
he could have a lot of kids and a wife. I have no idea. But if anybody, yeah, I'm going to get Robbie back on the job.
Yeah, you need to assign that to him.
Yeah, that does feel like our key. But I'm saying that's the publicist. If anybody knows James Marsden.
Oh, okay, a personal relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, I listened to this podcast with these two girls. I love you. They want to have me on. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you have to watch Jury Duty and like really commit.
I know. I heard it takes a couple episodes before like you got to like set the scene or whatever.
I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time.
Yeah, that makes me nervous because you said they're about Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And other things. But so yesterday I went to Hot Pilates and it's so freaking hot in there that like you don't want to be too close to anybody because it's already just hot and stuffy. So you're like trying to set your space. So I got there early enough where I had like I was against the wall and then the
smart.
Next person closest to me was like a good distance. Well, as this class starts to get fuller, this guy comes and puts his mat in between us. And so we're like, it's close. And I'm like, no, but like, I get it. You know, you have to just find the space. But then I couldn't see the instructor because his legs were blocking her. So like, I kept having to sit up to see. So I was just like, he did nothing to me, but like, he did everything to me. You know what I'm saying?
You know, workout classes are so funny because... So I do berries a lot and in the pandemic they spaced everything out. So like normally what you do is you share a treadmill and you share a floor and you just like flip flop, you know, they kind of pack everybody in.
But because of the pandemic, they spaced everything out. They did them in parking lots and you had your own treadmill and your own thing. And it was like an oasis. Yeah. It was just luxury, right? In a parking lot. But now that we're out of it, like everything's back indoors now. And I'm sharing my space with like these sweaty, sweaty men. And like, it's fine if you sweat. I sweat too and I drip on the floor and I take the wipes and I clean my thing. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is about. I'm not going to generalize and say all men, but yes. the two men that I've shared stations with, mm-hmm. it's like they are Niagara Falls and they're not even touching it. They're not even wiping it down. They're not even using their towel to wipe it. I'm like, I'm going to put my hands and my like body on top of this. This is so gross. So I'm sitting there like spending 2 minutes wiping down each round their sweat off the mirror, off the floor.
Okay, so you get it then.
I get it.
Well then, so you do hot Pilates barefoot, or I guess all Pilates barefoot, yeah. I don't know.
Or like yoga, everything kind of like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I'm already just annoyed because like I've had to like sit up because he's blocking the teacher. And like if you miss what she's saying, it goes so fast that if you miss like what she's telling you to do, you kind of like miss that exercise. Then I look over towards the end and we're like doing abs and his toes are like tense and like spread. And I was just like, ugh, I got like the ick. But I was like, I wonder if like, I just need to know from two, Hannah's in here too, two straight women who yeah. are like fully straight.
Yeah.
Do men's feet give you the ick? Or like,
yes, I don't want to see a man's foot. Like the sandals are meant for the beach and quite frankly, not even there if you can avoid it, like throw on some Toms or something. I hate sandals on men's feet. I cannot stand them. And okay. Hannah is shaking her head in agreement.
So you understand yeah. that like seeing a man, because I'm sure all of our feet looked like that, like you're tense and like trying to hold the ab position, but like his feet specifically, I was like, no. Like, you need to have socks on. Like, I even think that if Jesus was walking amongst me, I'd be like, you gotta
clean those up.
No, well, you gotta get some closed-toed shoes on those bad boys.
And, like, I love Robbie's feet. I think he has gorgeous feet. They're very...
This guy was like hand, like he was like a good looking guy. Yeah. I felt like he was clean.
Like nothing. His feet are an extension of his hands, you know, oh, like wow. they're pretty great.
Okay.
And I still don't want to see them.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes.
I don't like him flipping around in flip flops.
No. I was talking about this on my Instagram live last night and I was like, imagine you get home from a long day and like your husband or boyfriend just like throws his feet on your lap. What are you doing? And one girl was like, I mean, I love my husband, so like I wouldn't mind if he put him on there, but I'm not trying to touch him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't mind. I do like his feet.
You'd give him like a little massage?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Have you sucked his toes before?
No.
Okay.
But I would.
The opportunity for
the ass, like sure, why not? A little toe suckle, you know.
Okay, on that note, we're gonna take a break and we'll be back with emails.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They know the feeling, and their authenticity experts live for it.
When that sneaker sole hits the court and hits you right in your soul.
When catching a streetwear drop means everyone else is catching envy.
When that watch seems to stop time, that handbag drops someone's jaw faster than they can say, I want one.
And that shiny piece of jewelry puts you right in the spotlight.
If that's the feeling you're after, satisfy that craving at eBay. That's where the thrill of the find meets that feeling of real.
Go ahead, type it in, anything.
Hit search and boom, you'll know when you find it. Let's call it a real scroll stopper.
Right next to it, you'll see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee. That's how you know it's the real deal, and that's also how you know that eBay's got your back.
They're making sure that authenticity is always in reach, with real experts checking the things you love.
Shop with confidence, knowing that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is authentic through a hands-on, detailed inspection by real people who are real experts and love this stuff just as much as you do.
Sneaker authenticators who make sure each pair is as authentic as it is fresh.
Streetwear experts who know real head to toe. Handbag authenticators who've had a handle on all the details.
Watch experts who know all of the watch outs, and jewelry experts making sure that jaw-dropping piece is jaw-droppingly real.
eBay's authenticity experts are on a mission to make sure when the thing you love arrives, it's as authentic as your style.
All this to say, when you find it on eBay, you found it for real. So hit that buy it now button with confidence. And when it finally hits your doorstep, know that the only thing unreal is the moment you unbox it.
Knowing it's authentic without a doubt, that's something you have to experience for yourself.
At eBay, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach with eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, we are back. This is back to old times, me reading the emails.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Anonymous. Guys, I'm devastated. My dad just admitted he had a sexual relationship with someone for the last few months. My mom and him have been married for 40 years. I am completely shocked and numb. I don't know where to go from here.
Well, that's a lot in two sentences.
That's really a horrible, horrible situation. And I am so sorry that you are navigating this. And I'm so sad and sorry for your mom that she's having to navigate this. I genuinely cannot imagine being with someone for that long and having that type
cheat.
Of betrayal.
No, I would be, if I were your mom, I would be very not well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that obviously this is a horrible time for your family in general, but I think that you and your mom need to just, you know, lean into each other. And I don't know if you have siblings, but like really just like be there for each other. But you know, I think maybe you need to find comfort and support from your friends and people close to you, and have something so you can give to your mom, because this is going to be just like a horrible time for her. And I don't know what the situation is. I don't know if she's going to
stay with
forgive him and stay with him, but she's going to need a lot of support and strength. And not saying that's all on you, but just saying like where you can give to her, like give to her, because it's very, I can't imagine, because I've been with Haley for 5 years, and if she betrayed me like that, it would be horrible.
I'm so, so sorry. I would try, and if your mom is trying to stay with him, I would try and encourage her to not stay with him, because I'm a firm believer in character. And to me, somebody that's going to do that after 40 years of marriage does not have character. And
we don't know the whole situation. Like, I know, you know, Lauren Kennedy, her parent, Jason's wife.
Yeah.
They have, her parents went through a divorce. I think there was an affair or something, and they got back together. They were able to heal their marriage. So I don't think it's impossible, but I think you should encourage your mom to maybe go, I don't know if she's in therapy, but like talk to someone, and they obviously will need to go through a lot together, I think. But I think you just need to support her. If your dad is like not, if he's just like checked
I know,
out,
it's like, I can't tell.
Yeah,
if he's,
we don't know.
I can't tell if he's sorry and he's like feels bad, or if he's just,
or if
like,
he's saying like, I'm leaving with this person.
Yeah.
But
either way, I really don't like him, honestly. Sorry.
Yeah, he sucks for that.
Yeah.
So I wish you the best, and I hope that you and your mom are able to find like peace and healing and honestly forgiveness eventually, because
yeah,
I think that's really how you heal from things and you're able to move on. This is also anonymous. Engagement advice. I have been with my boyfriend for over a year and a half. In the conversations we have had about our relationship moving forward, we have been vague with a timeline, but he has indicated that an engagement would likely happen this year. I love him and would say yes if he proposed today. Here's the thing. I can just tell he is the type to not ask what type of ring I'd want. He knows I want yellow gold. He bought me a nice necklace for Christmas that was yellow gold and said he had noticed I really only wear yellow gold, and I told him, yes, I strongly prefer it. I also feel very strongly that I do not want a halo. Those are so popular right now that I'm scared he'd go for something like that. I also have a few cuts I highly prefer to others. My sister and I share a note on our phone that has our ring size / what we want for our ring. Should I mention to him that we share that so that when he is thinking about buying a ring, he can go to her and not ruin the surprise? Should I even bring up anything at all? I don't want him to think I'm trying to pressure him into proposing sooner. I wish I could say I'm one of those girls that would be happy with anything, but if I have to wear it for the rest of my life, I want to like it. I'm so scared he will just pick something random out.
This is so funny. Been there. I think you can express things that you like to your significant other without telling them exactly what to get, and also encourage them to like run it by friends of yours.
I was going to say maybe your sister reaches out to him and says, hey, just to give you a heads up, she's so picky about what she wants. I wanted to like, I want you to just like know what she's liking just so you can go off of an idea.
I don't like the thought of somebody reaching out to him. I think he should reach out to...
I think she's worried he's not going to.
I know, but if he doesn't, then he doesn't. We have to figure out different ways. So I don't know if you vision board Anonymous, but putting vivid photos of the rings that you like on different several vision boards might stick with him. When you guys are like window shopping and stuff, you can express like, I really don't like it. I feel like there's ways to drop hints about stuff that maybe he'll pick up on. And I do think you just have to trust him at the end of the day, because also he's not going to just pick something random out. You think so?
I think that could go wrong if she just trusts that he's going to do it. Yes. Here's what I think. Why not just be direct and say, hey, I am so ready to say yes to you whenever you're ready. I don't want there to be any pressure, but I have rings in mind that I've dreamed of my whole life. And my sister and I share a notes file. So if you have any questions about what I want, you can text her and ask her. And I also want it to be from you, but just so you have an idea of what I like.
Yeah. I feel like I've done that in various ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like...
like expressed what I like, what I don't like, but I've never said exactly what I want. I've just like showed pictures. He's seen photos.
Just like give him an idea of what you're leaning towards.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes we feel so scared to be direct, but why not be direct? You know what you want. What a gift that you know what you want or don't want, and you can just share it with him without saying like, I need this like tomorrow. You're just saying like, hey, when the time comes, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Or you can ask my sister what I'm looking for, because she knows if you want it to be a full surprise.
Yeah. I don't think having other parties reach out to him is the move.
Yeah. So, but exciting. Congratulations.
Very exciting.
For your future engagement proposal. Well, folks, that'll be all. By the time this comes out, I'll be in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yes.
At the Hayley Kiyoko Show.
Also, yeah, and if you see Becca there, give her a shout out. Send her, give her some loves. Give her some loves. Today, actually, May 6th, is the most romantic day of the year.
No, that's Saturday. I don't think we're going to be out. I don't think this podcast.
Oh, wait, what? May no,
it's Saturday.
No, then that's wrong. It's not May 6th. It's the 8th. So sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the 8th, that's May 8th.
Oh, it's the most romantic day of the year?
Yes.
Why?
Robbie brought it up to me. He goes, so May 8th is the most romantic day of the year on the calendar. And I'm like, this definitely came from me at some point. Like, I probably talked about this on the morning show. It was like some Zodiac thing. It had to have been, because it was like in his calendar.
Yeah.
So he's like planning a date night.
That is so cute.
I know.
Like, and regardless of where he heard that from, that is so cute.
It for sure was something I had said to him and he put in his calendar. Because there's no, that's so not him.
I love that.
Yeah,
so he's planning a date?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, I have to be ready at 6:15.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I'm going to be ready, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. All white. All white outfit.
Yeah, that's right.
Hair done, all white.
You know, no, I'm going to go. Black. I'm like chill girl these days. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, things change day to day around here.
Yeah, you got to really tune in and see what's happening, because things change like the wind.
Well, I hope you all have a super romantic day, even if you treat yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best type of love, right?
Oh, my. Self-soothing is
self-love.
The best. Self-love.
Yes. Self-soothing. All right. We love you all. And we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that, for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.